Thursday, January 4th. President Ziegler and me in first thing this morning, reviewing plans for Ziegler's briefing. Told Ron on Vietnam to say there's no further comment from the White House because of the sensitive negotiations underway. Reviewed other general items with Ron and got into how to handle press coverage of the Friday night congressional reception. He told him he could invite two wire services and some good friendly reporters, include their wives, but let them cover it on a writing basis also, say that they were selected because of their interest in the new members of Congress. He also said he wanted from Ron at an early date the Nixon loyalist list to work on, including Timmish and Molyneux and that type, and also a list of those that people should not see. He had me talk to Rose today, and it went pretty well. She didn't seem to be particularly upset, or at least didn't want to get into any of her concerns with me. And we had a good session on general plans for the second term, social engagement lists, etc. He got into the education money question again. Wanted me to hit Weinberger, which I did, on cutting MIT. He wants a further study of direct and indirect subsidy of higher education. He thinks all CAP had given him before was HEW, and he wanted to cover everything, all federal government support, in every form, and wanted CAP to get together with Schlesinger on this because of his suggestion that we make the cuts at MIT before Richardson gets into defense, that is, the defense support cuts. He got into a fair number of personnel items on AEC. Still wants to go with Dixie Lee Ray if Schlesinger can sell her. He's concerned about ACTA and thought we agreed probably we should go with Agnew. Raised the question of John Foster to the AEC, but then that was dropped later on the basis that he's too much of a research man. Told me to find out whether the Dragon Lady knows Tew at all, or who the individual is in the U.S. who knows him best and might be able to help us deal with him. Obviously, he has something in mind there. That led into some analysis of Vietnam and of the Congress. He can't figure why they all keep the pressure on for an explanation of why he's doing the bombing. And I must say I agree. The reason seems to be obvious, and I can't conceive that any intelligent person doesn't clearly understand why he's bombing. Therefore, the questions and arguments are obviously political or academic. He also got into his Kissinger concerns again, the need to keep Henry's Dauber up this week so that he will go strong into the negotiations. Also, his concern about Haig being gone and whether Scowcroft is going to be strong enough to handle Henry and the problems there. I had a long talk with Henry late in the afternoon. He seemed to be in good shape, feels he's got a good chance of bringing off the negotiations, and overall seems to be at least reasonably optimistic. They had a session with Laird, Rogers, and Moore this morning, and I guess Rogers was pretty bad in it, making such helpful comments as explaining to Henry that he has to realize that you don't have an agreement until it's signed, and that he shouldn't run around smiling when he's with Lee Duc Tho. But other than the trivia, apparently everybody is solidly behind the program, and no real problem there. President still is concerned about dealing with reaction here in the press and the Congress, but concludes that there's no way we can, that they're obsessed with negative stuff on Vietnam and are going to play it no matter what we do, and that all he can do is ride it out. If we get the settlement, none of the comment now will matter. If we don't get it, we'll have far greater problems to deal with than what we now have. End of January 4th.